What's going on, y'all? This your boy Teddy B Black Man, and I'm back with another therapy video. I'm gonna start doing these in audio form, and that way I can make these a little bit more like structured and whatnot, and I don't have to worry about like my surroundings as far as videos go and et cetera. I could just get these out and to you. So I'm gonna be giving the signs of anxiety attacks. Signs that you might not know that you're having an anxiety attack. Obviously, we know the obvious ones are the hyperventilating, the rocking back and forth, you know, just the wobbly weakness of the legs, extremities and whatnot. But I'm going to go over some less popular, you know, symptoms, and then go over some quick solutions on how to do this. So this will be added to my free therapy playlist on YouTube. So the first one I'm going to get into is unpredictable bouts of rage or irritability. And if you are experiencing just like a sudden emotion of anger, then this could be a form of you having an anxiety attack. If all of a sudden everything makes you real irritated, everything starts to get on your nerves, everything, you don't want to do nothing, you don't want to deal with nobody, you know what I'm saying, you starting to feeling like sectioned off or closed off from the rest of the world, that could be a sign that you're having an anxiety attack. Now obviously you'll couple it with the main symptoms that everybody talks about all the time, hyperventilating, et cetera, what I talked about a couple of seconds ago. And then you can piece two and two together, you know what I mean? Next, it'd be like nitpickiness. People with high anxiety or that might be experiencing an anxiety attack, they start to be real, like, nitpicky, you know what I mean? Also could be a symptom of OCD, so we're not going to just group that into like, you know, anxiety by itself. It could be a part of a different situation. But also hypersensitivity, the lights start to hurt your eyes a little bit, you know, maybe music or something that's not even that loud starts to like hurt your ears, and just things like that. You know what I mean? Anything that takes you out of your normalcy element of what you normally do. You know what I'm saying? You normally like listening to loud music and all of a sudden you can't really tolerate it. Might be anxiety happening right then and there. Next, we're going to get into fast talking, stumbling over words, and stuttering. People who may be going through an anxiety attack, you tend to like panic. So what happens is you'll start to rush your thoughts. You won't technically form a complete thought. You'll just be saying like either incomplete thoughts, or you'll be saying like random things to just either talk or keep a conversation going to try to calm yourself down. You know what I mean? Stuttering. And then stuttering, you know, cause I stutter a lot because my brother was a stutterer, and then being around him so long, I just kind of like picked it up a little bit. So, you know, but it has to come out of normalcy. If you normally stutter, then okay. You normally fumble around with words here and there, okay. But if it's something that's just not normal for you, then this could be a low-key sign of high anxiety or anxiety attack. This one, which is probably borderline popular and then borderline not popular, it's not talking at all. This one can go into anxiety. This one can go into stress. This one can go into depression. This one can go into, this is a very common symptom for a lot of things. You know what I mean? So if you a normal talker, or you like to talk more than you don't talk, or you're balanced where you just talk sometimes and then you don't talk sometimes, and now you just don't want to say nothing at all, you know, you might find yourself just being a mute, then that is a sign of high anxiety, which will bring us to our last topic. I'm not gonna hold y'all. I'm trying to keep these rather short. Is body language. Body language is always going to be a telltale sign of what a person's going through. So if you sitting like rigid, you know what I mean? Just out of the norm, you know, maybe a little bit more slouched over than normal, real fidgeting around and whatnot, staring into space, essentially zoning out. Check on that person because you could be going through an anxiety attack, or somebody near you could be going through an anxiety attack, or anxiety's like bothering them. It doesn't have to necessarily be an attack. It could be in a remnants from it, or you know what I'm saying, what they went through earlier. So if you notice any of these things, just check on a person. Talk to them, try to keep them level-headed, try to keep them cool, calm and collected. And yeah, those are signs that don't get talked about enough, I feel like, when it comes to anxiety. It's the little things. I've experienced a lot of anxiety in my life, so I can tell you about these little signs and whatnot, you know what I mean? But anyways, if you know any more signs that I didn't mention, then drop those down in the comment section. You know, other than that, like, comment, subscribe, share the video. Really appreciate the support that I've been getting so far. Well, not so far, but lately. Yeah, this is Teddy B. Blackman, another free therapy video/audio, and we out.